Chapter. A Chance for the Dance. There wasn't much time to fix it, but the girls had all gathered at the gym to assess the damage caused by sunset shimmer, snips and snails. Maybe if they all worked together, they would be able to get the dance back up and running for tonight. Twilight hoped so, at least. The gym looked pretty awful. Rarity picked through a pile of ripped streamers. I simply can't believe they did all this. Pinky had been upset at first, but now she was bouncing around with excitement. She saw the situation as an opportunity to have fun decorating all over again, and this time it would be with her friends. Now, if only I had some sort of party cannon that could decorate everything super fast. She plucked the remains of her balloon arch off the shiny floor and tossed it into a trash bag. I think we can fix this up by tonight, no problem. Let's do it, y'all, cheered Applejack, extending her hand. Absolutely, Rarity joined in. Rock on, shouted Rainbow as she placed her hand on top of Rarity's. Yes, indeedly, chirped Pinky. Yay! Fluttershy attempted to yell, but it came out very soft. Twilight grinned and put her hand on top. Go, Equestria girls! Woohoo! Shouted a few random voices. The girls all turned around to see a big group of students, all wearing Wondercults gear. They stood waiting at the double doors, carrying bags of new decorations, bunches of balloons and multiple ladders. But the most amazing part was that they were kids from every group at school. The athletes, the fashionistas, the techies, the dramas and the eco kids.
We came to see if you guys wanted any help, said Chancelot, adjusting his pony ears.
Everybody behind him nodded along.
If we're going to have the dance tonight, we thought you might need it.
A few hoots and hollers escaped from the group. Twilight smiled. That'd be great. She couldn't believe it.
Yippee!
Shouted Pinkie Pie. It had been ages since she'd had so many helpers. Everyone spread out across the gym and got to work cleaning up the mess. It looked like the student body of Canterlot High was finally ready to band together again, to help one another out and make friends with kids from other groups. Seeing everyone together almost made Twilight happier than the prospect of getting her crown back. Almost. It was incredible what everyone could accomplish when they worked together. In just a few short hours, the gym went from an ultimate disaster to a gorgeous magical land. Pinky had done a fantastic job directing the efforts, and now it looked even better than it had the first time. Curly ribbons of blue, pink and purple hung from the ceiling. Streamers were draped from every corner of the gym toward the centre, creating an effect that made it seem more like a grand ballroom than a basketball court. And, of course, shiny balloons were tied to the back of every chair and to every table. Principal Celestia declared the fall formal was back on for that night.
I still can't believe we pulled it off, said Fluttershy.
She did a little twirl to try out the dance floor.
I can. Rainbow Dash looked satisfied.
She shrugged.
We're awesome.
Enough chatter, girls, Rarity said, looking at the clock on the wall. We need to get ready.
And we need to look fabulous.
Right now, everyone was looking a little bit rough from all the heavy labour. But if there was one thing Rarity was talented at, it was making her friends look amazing. A trip to the carousel boutique was just the thing they all needed. Twilight had to look like a princess, after all.